crosses and empty tombs. This is what life is made up of, death and rebirth. Seeds that die in the ground in order to bloom glorious, winter death that must happen in order to burst into green, the dying to self that is the only way into joy. Crosses and empty tombs. We are facing a couple of crosses in our family right now. Really, just the possibility of crosses. Although, as I sit quiet in candlelit dark, it occurs to me that perhaps this waiting, this living in the possibility of a cross, is in itself a cross. What will I do when the cross looms large in my sight? Where will I place these fears when all that crowds my vision is rough-hewn wood and sharp metal nails? Will I continue to hope in the promise of an empty tomb at the end of the cross? I must. If I have to drop to my knees and beg God to help me, I must remember. If I am to survive any cross, whether heavy or light, I must pray, I must fast, I must fling myself by any means possible into the hands of the one who bore the heaviest cross of all, the one who then emptied that tomb. Jesus promised us crosses. We are to expect them. And he also promised us empty tombs in the end. It may not happen until the end, but he gave his word that he would make those tombs empty again. So I must remember. I must remember that God broke into time to show us that the empty tomb will always follow the cross. I must remember the times in my own story when God brought an empty tomb after a cross. When I cannot see beyond my cross, when I cannot trust on my own, I must look to Jesus, who proved that his power and love are strong enough to bring forth an empty tomb after every single cross. I must remember and hope. Crosses and empty tombs, they always go hand in hand. May I pray for you? Lord, we pray we never find ourselves without hope, without a glimpse of the empty tomb each time we happen upon a cross. Help us to begin our daily journey expecting both crosses and empty tombs, and rejoicing when we encounter either, because we know you are with us.